President Trump's presidential unsealing and reporting system for UAP encounters, or PURSUE, has dropped. The initial release clocks in at over 160 documents, heavily featuring FBI records with cryptic file designations alongside hints of defense, state, and NASA materials. Many are unresolved cases where the feds admit they can't explain the phenomena due to insufficient data, openly inviting private sector sleuths to dig right in.
And I think some of it's going to be very interesting to people. I've interviewed people, my first term primarily, but I interviewed some pilots, very solid people, and they said they saw things that you wouldn't believe. So
everything from historical files spanning nearly 80 years, including potential Apollo mission ties and raw eyewitness accounts that past administrations buried or dismissed.
And we have hundreds of little particles flying by the left out about 3 to 4 miles.
Understand you have many small particles going by on the left. At what distance?
They're past now. They're going to pull over.
Roger, and understand they were about 3 to 4 miles away.
But one can't help but wonder, why now? And why flood the zone with FBI-heavy docs that leave more questions than answers? Pilots, military observers, and civilians have reported objects defying physics with instant acceleration, no visible propulsion, transmedium travel. This release feels like the veil may be cracking, but is it full disclosure or a carefully managed drip to test public reaction?
So you think they're demons?
Well, look, I think that celestial beings who fly around, who do weird things to people, I think that the desire to describe everything celestial, everything as otherworldly, to describe it as aliens, I mean, every great world religion, including Christianity, the one that I believe in, has understood that there are weird things out there, and there are things that are very difficult to explain. And I naturally go, when I hear about sort of extra natural phenomenon, that's where I go to, is the Christian understanding that, you know, there's a lot of good out there, but there's also some evil out there. And I think that one of the devil's great tricks is to convince people he never existed.
You have a lot of the far right religious people who don't understand the cosmology and the physics of interstellar travel saying it. And it's a bunch of superstitious claptrap.
According to the men who were present, who have the information, they said to these pastors, you're going to have two responses more than likely when all this information is eventually released. Now, I don't know what the total information is. I know a little bit about what it's about, but apparently whatever this is, it's very serious. And number one, you're going to have people who are going to say, if there are galaxies and there are allegedly other creations in the galaxies, then the whole creation story is a myth. And you're going to have people that's going to apostatize and turn from the Christian faith because they have no answer for what they're about to hear. Then they said the opposite will be, there will be a group of people who are not followers of Christ, are not followers of the Bible, and they're going to freak out, and they're going to come to pastors, ministers, and teachers and say, what is this? Is this really real?
This rollout echoes elements of Project Bluebeam, especially with its religious implications. Could it all just be a royal scam? Staged celestial events, fake alien invasions, or religious apparitions via advanced tech to usher in a one world order? While this UAP dump appears geared toward genuine openness under Trump, the timing and emphasis on unresolved anomalies could serve as psychological preparation, normalizing skybound mysteries in an era of rapid drone and projection breakthroughs.
You're watching